iBlog America, the podcast.
There I was in uniform, looking at
the truth about high school is that it's worse than you remember it. Watching Tony K's enthralling detachment, you can't help comparing your high school to the one on screen. You remember the terrible teachers you had, the sterile hallways, the asinine classmates, and the absurd assignments. You can remember the, quote, weight that presses on everyone, unquote, as Mr. Henry Barth, played by Adrian Brody, tells his class. If you could just hang on, everything will be all right, he says. Mr. Barth is that hero teacher that we love to tell stories about. He's the Christ, the Buddha. He's meant to save us from ourselves. The problem? Mr. Barth is a great teacher because he has no life outside of teaching. Like countless other mythologized teachers, Barth is a detached island to himself, without spouse, children, or personal life. He's a lonely dude. As a public school teacher sitting in the audience at the world premiere in Tribeca, I have mixed feelings about telling you that Tony K has masterfully succeeded in capturing public school. In a macabre and beautiful chalkboard sketch, his lush, mannerist portrait brings a gorgeous but searing light to the lonely reality of the teaching profession. Mr. K's detachment presents school the way so many of us on the inside see us. A windswept wasteland scourged of its humanity by a culture that burdens its underfunded and unfairly censured teachers with rearing, policing, and institutionalizing our children. I hate to say it, but public school really is this bad. The few great teachers that our system manages to attract are barely hanging on from year to year, knocked senseless by a society that demands way too much from them. Adrian Brody is riveting as a seemingly serene but deeply damaged substitute teacher. His sloping eyebrows, sometimes treacly or overwrought in other performances here, convey an inch from the cliff hopelessness without ever becoming a mask. Mr. Brody's Henry Barth is sweetly but searingly honest with his students as he sadly skulks the halls of his school. Barth also is furious enough to throw desks in his classroom and scream at a late-night nurse at his grandfather's assisted care facility. In close-up, documentary-style interviews, Mr. Brody's eyes flash like lightning one moment, and then become as dull as concrete the next, daring us to try to understand how one can care so much and so little. It's a career performance. Barth's determination to be disconnected keeps him the perennial substitute, in the classroom and in his personal life. Barth tends to his grandfather, but finds more than enough time to help out two lost girls, a young prostitute, an overweight loner. Despite his earnest efforts, almost none of it works out well. The complicating plot lines, all evolving family surrogacy around Barth, serve the notion that teachers must be dispassionate and alone in order to perform their jobs. The story survives its few yet regrettable school cliches by sticking to this thesis. Now, despite the fact that the number of big names threatens to make the movie look like a cameo fest, Lucy Liu, Christina Hendricks, Marcia Gay Harden, Blythe Danner, James Caan, really? The ensemble gels together surprisingly well. After all, weren't your teachers an impossible cast of characters? The performances are just fine, largely, but two are particularly successful. While Mr. Khan's grinning gesture provides a refreshingly necessary gallows humor in some of the film's darkest moments, it's Ms. Liu's imploding truth-teller that lends undeniable heft to the story. As a guidance counselor faced with yet another unreachable know-it-all teen, Ms. Liu's character finally breaks down, berating the student with a bleak prophecy of the child's future. "You will not be a model," she tells her. "You will forever be on a carousel, competing with 80% of the country for a minimum wage job for the rest of your life." It's grim stuff, made more grave by the undeniable ring of truth. The ancient Greeks tell us that we suffer our way to wisdom. By the end of the film, you'll hope that is true for most of these characters. Somewhere on screen, between a silent hug and the opening lines to Poe's Fall of the House of Usher, you will find a glimmer of hope. But you have to work for it. School, as the film has drawn it, is a Munch-esque desert where the best anyone, teachers and students, can do is survive. But the fact that Barth and teachers like him won't give up, and the fact that Mr. K made this movie, tells us that hope is alive, if not well. This hope rests almost entirely in our lonely, detached teachers. For iBlog America, I'm Mike Kleba.